Hi, Alex. It is great to be joining you again for book club. I'll tell you what, in a world where, I don't know, a week seems to last about 10 years and every day seems like a million miles away from the last, book club kind of keeps sneaking up on me, and it's nice to just reflect on having something good to look forward to like this. And so today I have brought you a new book from a fantastic Australian author, Mirandi Rewo. Now, Mirandi is an award-winning author of The Fish Girl, which took out Sieges' Viva la Novella Award, as well as a shortlisting for the Stella Prize. Mirandi also writes Victorian-era detective fiction under a nom de plume, and she has a new novel out called Stone Sky, Gold Mountain. Now, novels come to us in strange ways, and sometimes a novel just finds its time. There is so much about Stone Sky, Gold Mountain to discover, and I think the humanity and the fact that it's a novel about outsiders and the way we, as a nation, have treated people outside the mainstream has some things to say for our current time. Stone Sky, Gold Mountain transports the reader to the Queensland goldfields of the mid to late 19th century. Siblings Ying and Lai Ye have left their homes in China and travelled to Australia to seek enough money to restore their family fortunes. Ying must disguise herself, passing as a boy lest her gender see her taken advantage of and brutalised, and as a male she discovers freedoms but also sees the restrictions that she lives under. When the pair realise that they cannot survive on mere gold dust, they move to Maytown, the settlement established to furnish the goldfields. In Maytown, Miriam and Sophie live on the outskirts. Miriam longs for her old life and bristles at the town's treatment of her as the maid of a sex worker. Now, Stone Sky, Gold Mountain is separated from us by a century and a half, but it's immediately apparent that our present has not diverged so far. Ling and Lai Ye's story highlights a long history of racism against Asian and specifically Chinese Australians that we still see rising up indiscriminately, even now in response to COVID-19. It's a racist response that seems all the more strange when we consider that Stone Sky, it shows us that English and Chinese migration to Australia is not so separate in time, and it's also a mere speck in the thousands of years of history of the traditional owners of this land. The book is lyrical and heartbreaking. As we move through terrain that is beautiful and beautifully wrought, and we see it through the eyes of those who must endure it as their lives are an endurance at the hands of men who control so much of daily existence. Now, as I said, books find you at strange times. Stone Sky, Gold Mountain has arrived at a time when we cannot go outside, and it transports us in both time and space to show us a beauty and a land that has been marked with brutality. So at a time when we're sort of seeing the best and worst of people, I guess, Stone Sky, Gold Mountain shows us something of both and perhaps offers us a chance to be better. Incidentally, so this is Stone Sky, Gold Mountain. It's from Mirandi Rewo, and Mirandi is a former shortlistee for the Stella Prize, and that incredible award will be announced next week. Now, under different circumstances, I might be sitting by the postbox hoping for an invite to the awards night, but since I should be socially isolating away from public places like my postbox, and the award won't be a big gala, it is the perfect opportunity for everyone to catch the online announcement and support great writing. It's on next week, Tuesday night, in fact, the 14th. You can catch it at thestellaprize.com.au. And you know what, Alex? If you'll have me, you can also catch me next Tuesday morning with another book club. Stay safe, and we'll talk more books then. Bye now.